Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever stood at the edge of a new chapter in your life, wondering what lies ahead? Perhaps you're there right now, facing decisions that could reshape your tomorrow, carrying dreams that seem just beyond your reach, or wrestling with uncertainties that keep you awake at night. In a world filled with change and unpredictability, how do we find the courage to move forward? Where can we place our hope when the road ahead seems unclear? Today, we're diving into the timeless promises of God, truths that remind us that the one who holds the future is also holding us. Through Scripture, we'll uncover how faith in God's plan and His Word brings peace to our present and confidence in what's to come. Let's join Evangelist Paul Acqua as he shares on the sermon titled, What Does the Future Hold for You? Be blessed as you listen. Let's join in.
Do you have security about your job, your future, and your finances? Let me ask you, my friend. All of us have uncertainties in our lives. A person goes to work and they say, you know what? We don't need you anymore. Jobs are uncertain. Health is uncertain. Relationships are uncertain. Families are not sure what's going on. Everywhere you turn, you look around and you ask yourself the question, what is security? What is certain? But let me assure you that in all these uncertainties, your future can be brighter than you think. God has given every one of us a great future, but we need to accept that good future He has given us. God looks at your future, so take Him seriously. What does God say about your future? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 that, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And some of the other translations in King James Version also says it this way. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I like that one. I like the expected end. God is leading you to an expected end. And every good and perfect thing comes from God. When the time has come for Jesus to die and be risen again and ascend into heaven, He comforted His disciples with the following statements recorded in John chapter 14. Let me read to you from the beginning. It says, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Then Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, and this is the key, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's recorded in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. So do you know where you are going? Let me ask you again. Do you know what the future holds for you? Are you a believer in Christ Jesus? Another question. God says He will lead you to an expected end. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Fantastic. When you understand what you possess and where you are going, you have a supernatural spiritual perspective over everything that's happening in your life. All of a sudden, you realize that it doesn't matter what's going on. I know what the future holds for me. I know where I am going. And this is really, really important. As you see things get darker in the world, you can begin to be afraid no matter what, you know? If you look at what's going to happen, even as a believer, in the end, as a believer in Christ, you know where you are going. But there's a lot of junk in between now and then. So you may be afraid, you may be worried, even though the Bible says, be anxious for nothing in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. But if you don't take care, you may be worrying yourself. You look around everywhere. There is no security and evil is going on. Even though you know where you are going, you can't be afraid. So yes, Jesus is coming back for us. But between now and the time he comes, I tell you, there is still a junk in between. But then that does not really get rid of the fact that when you know what you possess, who you belong to and where you are going, it starts to remove the fear of how things are going to get darker and darker. It does not matter at all because you know you have a good future. I'm no longer of this world. And so as I am in this world right now, I see the lost. I see the unbelievers and they are imploding on themselves and it will only get worse. That's what the Bible says. But at the same time, because it's getting worse, that means you and I, as believers, standing up for the truth is even more profound. It's even brighter and it's more contagious than ever before. That's when you let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father. That's what the Bible is saying, that let your light so shine and that will bring glory to God. Hallelujah. So let this shape our thoughts. Let this shape our emotions and actions and impact the way we live our lives. We have a bright future, but between now and then, we still have to enjoy life here. We still have to live and glorify God. We can then gain new insights and find divine solutions to life's challenges. Yes, there will be troubles, but you have overcome the world. When you know where you are going, then it doesn't matter if you get even persecuted. That's common among Christians. It doesn't even matter if you get killed for your faith. I know this seems heavy to hear, but sorry, it does not matter if you get murdered for your faith. This is where you are in a position where you realize that it does not matter what the enemy tries to do. It doesn't matter what people say about me. It doesn't matter if somebody is trying to ruin your reputation or even take your business or trying to undermine your family or your marriage. You fight for those things. You fight with the word of God. But at the same time, those things are not your definition because you know you have a heavenly reward. You know you have a bright future. What's easy in this moment? Your fear begins to leave and you start to have supernatural peace. Then you can look at a situation and say, Father, how am I supposed to respond? Not out of how I think I should respond in fear, but Lord, I know what the future holds for me. I know where I am going and I know you brought me here for such a time as this. You brought me here for a purpose. I know I am destined to make a difference in this world. If you know where you are heading, then you have the understanding that I have already won. So, Lord, how do I reveal your victory between now and then? I've already won the battle. So you ask God, how do I reveal your victory between now and then? Therefore, you stop trying to get this world's idea of success. The home, the car, the lack of debt, the education, the furnishings, the clothing, or whatever it looks like. You are not tempted to those things. They don't become the mountain you are trying to reach because all of a sudden you know you have the understanding that I am going to be with the Father. So now my focus between here and heaven is, Lord, how can I live in the abundance that you have given me? How can I demonstrate now all that I possess in you, not trying to possess what the world says is success, but living out the success of what you possess in Christ Jesus. He has given you his spirit. He has given you his power to demonstrate his love and to bring solution to people's problem on this earth. So let me ask you again, what does the future hold for you? My friend, listen to me carefully. If you do not know God through his son, Jesus Christ, you have absolutely no security about anything in your life. You have no future of hope, and you are naturally going to live with a sense of uncertainty and some bits of fear and anxiety and depression and frustration, my friend. And even though you may have all the money in the world to buy anything you need, you cannot buy good health. You cannot buy yourself life and avoid death. You will die as well. You cannot buy yourself into heaven. You need Christ to enter heaven. He wants to give you a good future, but you have to accept that. You need to receive this good future that he planned for you before even you came onto this earth. And therefore, everything proves to be uncertain if you don't have Christ. No matter how many degrees you have, how wise you appear to be, without Christ, everything in your life is indeed insecure. And so the question is, how do we live? How are we to live, and how can we live with certainty in a world that is so full of uncertainties and insecurities? And there is so much emphasis on security, and so much emphasis on benefits, and so much emphasis on the future. And the truth is, in spite of all the plans that man makes, the only real, genuine security he has is wrapped up in not many relationships, but one specific relationship. It is a spiritual relationship, my friend. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the only true basis of security here and security in the life that comes after. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's what he's saying to me and you. My friend, you need Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if I've received Christ as your Lord, you need to live out that life and reach out to people who don't know. Living without Christ is so not good. You just need to look at things from God's perspective and recognize that this life isn't all there is. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Psalms 55 verse 23 that, but you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. That's what the psalmist is saying. He said, but you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. So evil and wicked men shall not live out half their days, even in this life. That's what the Bible is saying. You aren't going to have true joy and peace in your heart if you aren't seeking the Lord. But even if you never saw failure, even if your families didn't crash, even if your health didn't crash, even if your marriage didn't crash in this life, you are going to be standing before God someday. And I assure you, he's going to judge you based on how you lived your life here. You are going to stand before God and give an answer, give an account for the way that you lived. And there will be people who were so esteemed in this life. And for those people, it's going to be tragic and terrible for them. You don't want to be in that situation. My friend, receive Christ as your Lord. And if you are also a believer, you need to live out that life and bring glory to God. Reach out to people, your relatives, your colleagues, your friends. If you haven't received Christ, this is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.